Last Monday, a very good friend of ours, J. Paul Levesque, had a memorial service in Ashland. And with me is a fellow who's well-known all over the state, in fact, all over the country, John Martin, who for years, I know, ran the legislature in Augusta. John, nice to see you again.
Thank you. Great to seeing you today.
John, what are you doing now? I mean, I know that you're not in politics anymore.
Well, I'm still involved to some degree, but I'm spending most of my time working for the University of Maine at Fort Kent. And this summer, running a sporting camps operation that I bought 20 years ago on Fish River Lake.
John, do you miss the political scene?
Well, if you're in it as long as I have, to some degree you do. Frankly, I'm away from it, but I'm not away completely because people are still calling me.
Now, I know for years you were in the legislature and you ran the legislature. I know that. What sort of a grade would you give this year's legislature?
Actually, considering what happened and they had to work through with the governor's office and the governor, I think they really earned a B through this process. They had some tough times, but they passed a balanced budget. Obviously, it was over the governor's veto, but regardless, we didn't go into a crisis mode as we did back in 91. And so I think that that was a real success effort where Democrats and Republicans came together and worked out a compromise.
John, you hear all the time that the state is in real bad financial situation. That you don't feel that way.
I certainly don't. If you look at the indebtedness of the state and how much we owe for things we have borrowed from, we're at the very low end of the 50 states in the country. Our economy, we've had a tough time, but you know, we have some issues, and we will continue this. I mean, frankly, as you know, we'll be the first or second with the highest number of people over 65, percentage-wise, and moving ahead of Florida, literally. And that's in itself creates a crisis for us because it means that we have services we have to provide. Having said that, I think that the economy in Maine is finally moving forward, limited as it may be and not as fast as some of us would like. And we, to some degree, especially in northern Maine, we don't have the highs the way some places do, and we don't have the lows all the way to the bottom. But if we can get, as you know, shortly, we're on Route 11 in the Portage, Eagle Lake area from Eagle Lake all the way to Ashland and Misadas, we're going to have potentially 100 jobs here. New jobs as a result of two mills that are coming and hopefully will be announced shortly. And that's a major help for us.
John, if you were in the legislature now, what would you think would be the best way to attract new industry to Maine?
Well, I think, first of all, we have the best workforce in the country. That's our number one. We should not be giving away our resources. There's no need to. But we have to find resource industry that wants to come here. The biggest problem we have for industry as we compete with Canada is the price of electricity, and that's something that we have to work on. The second largest issue and problem that we have is the distance. So we have to find products that originate here and not bring in things that we have to build here and try to move out again because the cost of transportation is extremely high with the cost of energy, for example. So that, to me, is a major issue. And I think also, as we look forward, if we can bring natural gas into Maine, whether it's to the facility in Lincoln or facilities in Fort Fairfield or even the mill in Madawaska, Edmundston, we can decrease the cost of energy, and I think that will help all of us.
John, there's a facility in Limestone that isn't being used enough, and I think there's great potential over there, isn't there?
I think it has real and greater potential. I don't believe it's been developed enough, and part of that, I think, is the fault of the state because I don't think we've invested enough money. And in order to get something like that moving as fast as it should be, you need to have initial investment. And if you can't, and I'm a big believer that if industry won't come forward, sometimes we need to put state money in order to make it happen and hopefully apply for some federal grants. And I think that's a mistake that we have made.
John, on the political scene, I know that Mike Michaud is a good friend of yours and a longtime cohort. Do you think that he's going to run for governor?
You know, misgivings about personally whether or not he should or shouldn't. He's made the decision. I obviously will support him. I think he'd be a great governor, and I think he can, in the end, he can win the election. It's not going to be easy if it's a three-way race. But on the other side of that coin, I think Maine people realize that we can't go through another 3 years or short to be 4 years of where we're going through right now.
Well, John, you're realistic, and you always were, about your projections. Page will get 38% of the vote, probably. Won't that split up Cutler and Michaud for the other?
I think his 38% may be a little high. Remember that Mike Michaud is also of French descent, as Governor LePage, and I think that that will have an impact which it didn't have last time. He carried some communities, some Franco communities last time, which I believe he will not be able to do this trip around. I think, obviously, Cutler will have some impact, and I think it matters in the final end as to where people think they ought to be going and where they ought to be moving.
Well, John, with all your experience, there must be some office down there, not elective office, that you might be looking at.
Not today, I'm not. You know, I've been involved a long time in politics, and I was involved in politics when I was at the University of Maine in Orono, and that was my first. And then I went to work for Ed Muskie. So I've been around a long time, and I've enjoyed what I've done. Whether or not I run again or choose a point of office, time will tell.
Well, you certainly look young enough, John. And I know that you've been involved in education most of your life. What can Maine do to change the educational situation?
Well, I think that the Board of Trustees of the University of Maine did something really meaningful last time they met, a week ago or so, and that is to go after every person in Maine who has some college education but hasn't graduated, and to bring them into the system, to give them a college degree, and so that we can better compete as a nation, as a state, and basically compete with the rest of the nation. Because nowadays, if you don't have a training from a vocational college or an education from a university, you're not going to be able to move the state forward unless our numbers and our percentages of both of those categories are increased.
John, you just said something close to my heart. You know, there's between Orono and Presque Isle, there is not one four-year college. Why couldn't Houlton, Maine be an opportunity for four-year college?
I think, you know, I look back and I was not in a position then as I would have been 10 years later. But I think when the community of Houlton and the surrounding area didn't come forth to save Ricker College, that was a major mistake for the area. I think Ricker would have had a greater impact in the long run, and I think at that point, if it survived, it could have become part of the university or the community college system.
John, I want to thank you very much, and I think that the state of Maine is missing your expertise and your knowledge, and perhaps sometime in the future you'll be able to return to Augusta in some sort of way or another.
Well, thank you, Dewey. I appreciate spending some time with you.
John Martin. Thank you very much, John.
Thank you.